From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Richard Scrushy, the former CEO of HealthSouth, appeared today before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Over the past 7 months, 15 senior executives of the Birmingham, Alabama-based company have pled guilty to financial fraud. They've told federal prosecutors they cooked the books to make the national rehabilitation chain appear more profitable. And they say Scrushy was the mastermind of the scheme. Scrushy hasn't been charged. He told lawmakers today he's innocent and he used the Fifth Amendment to shield himself from prying questions. NPR's Stigdha Prakash reports.
Ken Lay did it. So did Samuel Waxall of Imclone and Martha Stewart fame. Today, Richard Scrushy took his turn in the hot seat before the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
Mr. Scrushy, please come forward and be seated at the table.
He was welcomed by Republican Jim Greenwood, who chairs the panel's Oversight and Investigations Subcommittee. Scrushy had told the committee in advance that he wouldn't answer any questions. Lawmakers were irked. They saw him be much more forthcoming on national television last Sunday, where he was interviewed by correspondent Mike Wallace on the CBS program 60 Minutes. As soon as Scrushy sat down in the witness chair, Greenwood ordered that the interview be played.
I certainly didn't commit the fraud. People know me. They know I wouldn't instruct somebody to do that.
What would be the motive of your CFOs to commit a fraud?
I really don't want to get into the deal, but there, every one of them has a motive. Promotions, bonuses, stock options, an opportunity to make a lot of money.
Scrushy's 60 Minutes appearance was entirely in character. Throughout his career, he has sought out the spotlight. For years, the Birmingham papers were filled with details of his mansions, yachts, and wives. But since the fraud scheme first came to light, Scrushy has kept a low profile. When the 60 Minutes tape ended, Scrushy explained why he wouldn't talk to the lawmakers he faced.
The committee has not called any of my accusers to testify today. The committee wants me to answer charges without facing my accusers. I do not believe this is fair.
Republican Jim Greenwood wasn't buying it.
If what you told the American public Sunday night was in fact the truth, why don't you simply repeat those denials here today under oath?
If Scrushy was unwilling to talk, a second panel of witnesses was not. They included present and former employees of HealthSouth. 39-year-old Dinah Henze was vice president of finance in 1998 and 1999 when she noticed that HealthSouth's internal earnings numbers would go up dramatically at the end of financial quarters. Henze said she took her suspicions to her immediate supervisor. She was then contacted by his boss, Comptroller Bill Owens, who's now pled guilty to being part of the fraud scheme.
Bill said that HealthSouth had to make its numbers or innocent people would lose their jobs and the company would suffer. I told Bill that I believed whatever was going on to be fraudulent and I would not participate in it and wanted no part of it. I also asked him to stop whatever it was they were doing and told him that I was going to keep an eye on it.
Henze subsequently took her complaint to Kelly Colson of the Internal Compliance Office. Colson testified today that she referred the complaint to her supervisor, who assured Colson he'd taken care of it. Later events, of course, proved that wasn't so. In an exchange with Republican Michael Ferguson of New Jersey, Kelly Colson demonstrated how the corporate machine succeeded all too well in suppressing signs of trouble.
Did you tell anyone else in the company about this report?
Not that I recall.
Were you ever told not to talk to your external auditing company?
No.
Did you ever have any feeling that that might be something you should do?
No. I felt like I had taken it through the proper channels by taking it to my supervisor.
If the 15 executives who've pled guilty are to be believed, the supervisor didn't do anything because the company's CEO, Richard Scrushy, wouldn't have wanted him to. Scrushy claims he has a story to tell that will exonerate him. He told the committee he was looking forward to returning when he could face his accusers. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.